Hey there. I know you probably know that I'm trying my best here, but I'm trying my best to make it comfortable for you. Especially if I could at least make you feel just a tad bit better. There's a good reason for this. Well, other than the obvious reason of that I love you, Pumpkin. There's a good reason, in the form of... I recited this. It's just, I'm so scared of making a bad impression on you. And I just wanted to make you happy. So, if it's not too much to ask, would it be alright if I said a few words? Just straight from my heart. It's nothing too crazy, it's just... I wanted to tell you, a little poem I wrote for you. I know that I have a lot to learn, and a lot of things that still remain silent. But I try. I place my words towards you. And even if it seems like I don't know what I'm doing, even if it seems like I fall again and again, if I'm too scared, too much a coward, I try. I try. I try so hard. Because I know what it's like not to. I try because you inspire me to. I try because, Pumpkin, you gave me the courage to. That was all. I hope it wasn't that bad. I tried really hard to make it wonderful and creative and a lot of other things that are good things. I wanted to try. I want you to know that, well, this may be convoluted and a mess, but I want you to feel loved. And I want you to know that it's okay to be you, because it's okay to be me, right? Then it's totally okay if we're just ourselves. Ugh, clumsy. I'm chirping all over my words again. I'm sorry, I can be such a klutz. You sure you don't mind it? You promise you're not just saying that because you're being nice to me, right? As long as you mean it, I'll trust every word you say. It's just, I don't want you to feel like you're obligated to bail me out of situations where I do something silly. I just want you to know that it's okay. I love you, Pumpkin. And I may be clumsy, but I think my heart's in the right place. Me? Cute? I mean, I'm honored you think so. I didn't know. I'm really glad that I could be such a good thing to you. You're a really good thing to me, too, and even if sometimes I trip all over my words and I don't know what to say, I'm really, really, really proud to say that you're a great big part of my life, and I'm so happy that I can be a part of yours, that I can give you something back. I know this may seem like something, and I might not be the coolest guy around, but I'm proud to say that I'm trying to be, and I'm proud to say that every time I see you, it makes me smile, and... Oh, is that too personal? Oh, sorry. I just wanted you to know. I thought it was very important for this and that, and just to get it clearly stated. I don't want to be misunderstood or anything, and I figure the best way to say it is directly. Wait, is there such a thing as too direct? Like if I told you right now, you make me blush a lot of times, because you'll say something so cute that it will well up inside. There's just this huge cuteness wave. And I don't know what to do with myself when you do that, because it's so cute, I don't even know what to do. Sorry, it's just, I guess I got a little carried away. I'm really glad that you're with me. I'm really, really, really glad. So glad, in fact, that I'm going to say it right here, right now. I love you. You're like a tulip in spring. It was meant to be deep and symbolic, but I just really like tulips. I can't help it. If ever we live together, Pumpkin, could we get a tulip patch? I know that's a bit random. Yeah, it's way too random, isn't it? I'm so sorry if I'm overstepping my bounds. It's just, when I'm with you. I get nervous because you're so beautiful, so handsome, and so kind. You're literally everything I could want in someone, and I sometimes wonder if you're even real. Sometimes I think, maybe if I close my eyes, you'll disappear, and I get nervous. And then I keep my eyes open for too long, and they get watery, and it kind of burns a little. But the point is, you're that good to me. You're so good to me, in fact, that I'm not sure how to handle it. It's almost too much, you know? It makes me so happy. So, so happy. And you probably don't even realize how happy you've made me. I mean, I've never been this happy in my entire life. You saved me from one of my darkest times. And that was even worse than the time I got embarrassed by getting that wedgie in the school hallway a long, long time ago in fifth grade. No, embarrassing stories aside, well, that wasn't meant to be said. I blurted it out, because when I get nervous around you, I just say what comes to mind, and I hope you don't mind that, because it's kind of part of my personality, and I want you to like me, and I want you to love me too, and I love you. I want you to know that even if I'm clumsy, it's okay. I bet you're clumsy too sometimes. I don't mean that as an insult or anything. It's more to say that... Oh, sorry. I think I overstepped things, didn't I? No? Are you sure about that? It's okay, Pumpkin. You don't have to worry, because even if I make a mistake, I can learn from it. And besides that, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, no matter whose expense it is. I don't want to make it anyone's expense. I'll pay the whole bill. Wait, that came out wrong. You can't really pay a bill on life things. But the point is, I'm trying my best. And if you accept that and like that best, I'll keep doing a lot more. I'll keep trying to do my best and give you the best I know how. Because I want you to see me in a good light. I'm not just some big, scary guy. I have a heart, and I really like cute animals. Even if it doesn't make me as manly as the other guys, then so what? I was never very focused on being manly in the first place. I'm just very honest with who I am. Perhaps too much honest. My honesty did get me in trouble a long time ago when I told my mother that I accidentally threw away her earrings. But at the same time, isn't it better to do that? It was my clumsy mistake. I feel like owning up to it is a given, right? You have to own up to your mistakes, right? Isn't that how it works? Yeah. And that's just why I'm saying this. I want you to know, for as long as I've known you, and even before I really knew you, you've shown such a good face to so many people. And even if you think you're just a clumsy person, you're more than that. You accept me, who's a clumsy person, and you've given me so much serotonin. That's a phrase, right? I hope it's a phrase. If it's not, it's okay. And if you happen to have a better way of saying it, that's okay too. And you don't need to feel pressured to talk to me if you ever feel like I'm not being very good or something, and I'm probably rambling. Yep, I'm rambling. Calm down, Aussie. Calm down. Oh, sorry, it's talking out loud now. But anyways, I want you to know this is about you and I. I accept you for every fault you may think you have. It's not bad. It makes you who you are, and I think a lot of them are very cute. Just like you kind of said I was cute. I don't often get called cute on accounts of me being big, and most people think I'm scary. I mean, a lot of people think I'm some kind of monster because I'm big and I have a lot of muscles, but I like to consider myself a gentle giant. I don't want to consider myself a, you know, giant in general, but I'm at least taller than most, and that goes a long way sometimes with people understanding, I mean, misunderstanding. I keep tripping up my words. I'm sorry. I hope it's not too bad. I hope I didn't alienate you, Pumpkin. And I just love you so much that a kiss. I mean, a kiss, of course. It was a really nice kiss, though. A really nice kiss that may or may not have made my heart race and made me think of nothing but empty space. I didn't know how to think after that, mostly on account that it was you. I always wanted to kiss you. I mean, I have kissed you, but I mean, I always wanted to kiss you in this moment for as long as I was thinking about that, and I'm rambling again. I may be clumsy and tripping over my words, but I promise you, each one of these words is straight from my heart, unfiltered and I almost said uneducated, but I am educated. I don't know. I'm sorry. My brain isn't really working too well right now, especially when you consider the fact that you're kissing me. It made my head go blank. Well, I'll give you a hug and a head pat, and a kiss too. I gotta be brave, right? I gotta keep going, and make sure that I treat you right, and that I'm not greedy. That I take care of you, even if I'm clumsy. Even if sometimes I stutter on my words or get scared by things that most people aren't. I don't think it's a bad thing to be me. So please don't think it's a bad thing to be you. Okay? If I'm acceptable and you like me, or even if you love me, that word's a really good word, you know. But if you do, it's okay then that you're clumsy, or maybe you have things that you don't like about yourself, because everyone does, and that's perfectly fine, and you shouldn't be to blame for that, and you don't have to, okay? Of course, I'm really sorry. Not sorry. I mean, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to have more time with you. Even if it means I'm clumsy and I make a fool of myself, I don't mind doing that if it's with you. Do you really feel the same? Then we can be clumsy together. No matter what happens, I'll find a way to make it work. Oh, okay. I love you, Pumpkin. And never feel like you have to change. But if you want to change, it's totally okay with me. Maybe I could change to be a bit more brave, too. Maybe just a tad bit more bold, too. I mean, those tulips won't plant themselves, right? And these hugs won't give out themselves. Neither will these kisses. I love you, Pumpkin. Never feel like you're not good enough. Because you're good enough for me. And if you consider... I'm repeating myself. But you get the idea, right, Pumpkin? You're good enough. We're both good enough for each other. And let's keep it that way. Okay?